أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the hijrah and the great reward that those who have undertaken the hijrah have earned for themselves, not only in the dunya, but in the akhirah as well. In today's ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ayah number 43 of Surah An-Nahl, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have not sent as messengers before you except men. The messengers who came before you were men. There are two things that we understand from this. Firstly is that they were human beings. Again, the claim that was made and the objection that the mushrikeen constantly made was that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a human being? Why was an angel not sent? So to answer that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every Nabi that came in the past was from amongst the humankind. They were men. Secondly, we learn that no woman was sent as a Nabi. The responsibility of nubuwat, of prophethood, can only be carried out by a man, because there are demands that are made, and those demands can only be fulfilled by a man. So no Nabi was sent as a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent before you as messengers only men. Nuhi ilayhim. We have revealed to every one of them. We had inspired every one of them with revelation. Fas'alu ahla dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us that you should ask the people of knowledge, in kuntum la ta'lamun, if you do not know of something. This is a basic principle in our religion, in our faith, that whenever we do not have knowledge about something, especially when it is matters related to deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not formulate your own opinion, or do not formulate your own verdict, but ask the people of knowledge. And this applies to everything. When it comes to law perhaps, and we need to inquire about something related to law, we go to those who are experts in the field of law. When it comes to medicine, a person also will refer to and consult with those people who are experts in the field of medicine. If a person tries and treat himself, or tries and tries and identify the sickness that he is suffering from, he might do something that will aggravate the situation, and he might treat himself in a way that will in fact make his condition worse than what it is. When it comes to our financial matters as well, there are experts in the field whom we consult and whom we ask regarding those type of matters. So the exact same thing applies to deen, in fact to a greater extent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Turn to the people of knowledge and seek answers from them, إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, if you do not know, and if you require any guidance in matters related to deen. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent the messengers. In previous times, we have sent them with al-bayyinat, clear evidences, clear proofs, and we have sent them with scriptures. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you with al-dhikr. Every Nabi in the past, he had been given either a scripture. If he was not given a scripture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he was given some clear proof, he was given some clear evidence to prove that he is indeed a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given you a dhikr. A dhikr is the Qur'an, one of the names of the Qur'an. A dhikr means a reminder. And that is what the Qur'an does. It reminds us of our duty towards Allah. It reminds us of our duty towards fellow Muslims. It reminds us constantly of Akhirah. It reminds us of Qabr. It reminds us of the role that we should play as Muslims and as human beings on planet Earth. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to the Qur'an as a dhikr. And that is why things are repeated over and over and over again. And the more something is repeated, or the more you are reminded of something, the more it signifies the importance of that thing. And you find in the Qur'an, Allah reminds us of certain things over and over and over again. Every now and again, there's something that we are reminded of. So that signifies the importance of that thing. When there's something of importance that you need to take care of and you need to fulfill, you find that somebody will keep on reminding you about that. Don't forget you got this appointment. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. Right up to the end, you are reminded of it. The same applies to the Qur'an. So you find there are certain concepts, especially with regards to the Akhirah, the life here after. Every now and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of it to highlight and signify its importance. So Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you, and with you we have sent a dhikr, the reminder, that is the Qur'an. So this is the hujjah. This Qur'an is the evidence of the authenticity of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find every Nabi, Allah says, was sent with an evidence, he was sent with some proof, or he was sent with some scripture. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Qur'an as evidence and proof of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, we have sent to you the dhikr. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ Why? So that you may explain and so that you may clarify to all of mankind whatever was revealed to them. And that was one of the primary duties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to take the Qur'an and explain the contents of the Qur'an to his community and to the people. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so that they may ponder. They may ponder over the message of the Qur'an. They may ponder over the message of the Qur'an. This is something that is lacking in us and lacking in the ummah, is pondering over the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, we find there is tilawah. There is tilawah. And in fact, what does the word tilawah mean? When we say you make tilawah of the Qur'an, when you study the literal meaning of tilawah, it comes from the root letters tilwun. Ta, lam, and waw. What does tilwun mean? Tilwun mean a shay'ul wahid yakunu ba'd al-akhar. One thing happening after something else. That's tilwun. Tilwun. Right? Tilwun is something happening after something else. One thing following another. And tilawah of the Quran, recitation of the Quran, is given this name tilawah. You might ask, what's the relationship between tilawah and the literal meaning, the original meaning of tilawah? It's because when we read the Quran, there should be things following one another. One is the recitation of the tongue, that should be followed by pondering with the mind, that should be followed by movement in the heart, that should be followed by an emotional outburst, that should be followed by tears streaming down our cheeks. That's tilawah. That is how we should read the Qur'an. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, who said that it is better for you, it is better for you to read one ayah with tadabbur and ponder over that ayah. It is better for you to read one ayah of the Qur'an and ponder over that ayah, study its meaning, look at the ayah, study the language of the ayah. That is better for you than making an entire khatam of the Qur'an without pondering. That one ayah is better for you than reading the whole Qur'an, just reading it, parrot fashion, without pondering and without thinking over the message of the Qur'an. So Allah is saying, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ We have sent the Qur'an to you so that you explain it to the people. Why explain it to them? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that they can ponder. Tafakkur, Tafakkur is deep thinking, deep pondering over the message of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.